Welcome back to Visiting Professors. The second part of our program features the perspectives of Dr. Kathy Miller from Simon Cancer Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, who visited the practice of Dr. Leila Agrawal in Louisville, Kentucky. I met with both of them after they met with Dr. Agrawal's patients with ER-positive metastatic breast cancer. And to begin, Dr. Agrawal presented a 70-year-old woman from her practice who in 1993 began 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen after surgery for an ER-positive HER2-negative tumor, but then in 2011 was diagnosed with a second ER-positive cancer and received 5 years of anastrozole. After being off treatment in November 2017, the patient was discovered to have widespread metastatic disease to the lungs, bone, and liver. Dr. Agrawal began the discussion.
So I had treated the patient with letrozole and palbociclib for initial treatment of her metastatic cancer. We went for about 3 to 4 months of treatment, and I obtained another set of surveillance scans with a CT of the chest and pelvis and a bone scan. And to my surprise, it showed progression of disease in her liver and lungs. So the bone scan appeared stable, but on the CAT scan, they described new innumerable subcentimeter liver lesions, whereas before she only had 2 subcentimeter liver lesions seen. And in the lungs, they reported slight progression of the pulmonary nodules that were previously seen.
So is she aware of what the scan showed?
I had met her earlier in the week and given her the news. And right when I gave her the results, she said to me, "Well, I wonder if my cancer is somehow resistant to this treatment," which is exactly what I was about to mention to her.
And the patient herself also brought up, should we biopsy my tumor to see what's happened and to see what's changed? I think partly hoping that that might point to therapies that might be more effective for her, but also just part of her trying to make sense of this and trying to understand what's happening to her in almost a more logical way.